Trump admin puts $5 million bounty on fugitive trend Aragua leader. By Christian K. Caruso on July 18, 2025. The United States Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control, OFAC, on Thursday imposed sanctions on Héctor the Child Guerrero, leader of the Trend Aragua terrorist organization, and five other members of its top brass. The U.S. is offering a $5 million bounty for information leading to the arrest and or conviction of Guerrero alongside bounties on other sanctioned Trend Aragua leaders totaling up to $12 million. Today's action highlights the critical role of leaders like Nino Guerrero and his lieutenants in Trend Aragua's efforts to increase its destabilizing influence throughout the region, Secretary of the Treasury Scott Bessent said. The Trump administration will not allow Trend Aragua to continue to terrorize our communities and harm innocent Americans. In line with President Trump's mandate to make America safe again, Treasury remains dedicated to dismantling Trend Aragua and disrupting the group's campaign of violence, he added. In addition to Guerrero, the sanctions target his wife Wendy Marbeliz Rios Gomez, Trend Aragua co-founder Johan Jose Johan Petrica Romero, and top gang members Josue Angel Santanita Santana Peña and Wilmer Jose Wilmer Guayabal Perez Castillo. Collectively, the five individuals are attributed a litany of criminal charges such as terrorism, theft, homicide, extortion, bombings, human and drug trafficking, and illegal mining. Trend Aragua originally started in 2012 as a local trade union gang in the eponymous state of Aragua, Venezuela, and saw a rapid expansion into a full-fledged transnational crime syndicate over the past decade. The organization spread to other Latin American countries such as Colombia and Chile in the late 2010s before establishing a criminal presence in the United States in recent years. Experts believe that Trend Aragua expanded under the auspices of the socialist regime of Nicolás Maduro, which is believed to maintain close ties to the group. Reports indicate that the Maduro regime has allegedly employed Trend Aragua to hunt and persecute dissidents abroad. In February, the FBI reportedly assessed that Venezuelan officials likely facilitate the migration of Trend Aragua members to destabilize other countries. The United States formally designated Trend Aragua a terrorist organization in February. In March, President Donald Trump invoked the 1798 Alien Enemies Act to deport a group of 252 Venezuelan illegal migrants suspected of being Trend Aragua members to El Salvador as per the terms of an agreement between Trump and President Nayib Bukele. Since then, the Maduro regime has repeatedly accused Bukele of kidnapping the 252 Venezuelans, claiming that their deportation under the Alien Enemies Act is comparable to the persecution of the Jewish people by Nazi Germany and their imprisonment in concentration camps. Like many of Venezuela's criminal gangs, Trend Aragua operates under a fiefdom-esque system known as Pranito, Pranit, with its leader Héctor Guerrero the gang's Pran, a Spanish acronym that loosely translates to finished off, natural-born killer prisoner. Pran is roughly used similarly to the term thug or chief thug. The Pranito reportedly further flourished in Venezuelan inmate centers thanks to the humanist socialist prison reforms introduced by the Maduro regime in 2013. Gangs operating under the Pranito control the insides of Venezuela's prisons and orchestrate criminal activities from within while the Bolivarian National Guard safeguards the prison's exterior. Prior to his disappearance, Guerrero was allegedly serving a 17-year prison sentence on multiple criminal charges at the Tocorin prison. As Tocorin's Pran, Guerrero turned the prison's interior into Trend Aragua's main headquarters in Venezuela. The facility once featured its own zoo, baseball field, bars, a casino, a nightclub, bank, pool, playgrounds, and its own cryptocurrency farm, among other amenities. Experts believe that the Maduro regime negotiated with Guerrero before the raid, allowing him and his top brass to safely escape through a series of tunnels that connected the inmate center with the nearby Lake Valencia. According to OFAC, Josue Angel Santana Peña, one of the five individuals sanctioned, was imprisoned alongside Guerrero before the raid. Weeks after the raid, authorities from the Cook County Sheriff's Office in Chicago, Illinois, reportedly confirmed the presence of Trend Aragua's gang members in the city. Several other U.S. states such as Louisiana, New York, Colorado, and South Carolina saw Trend-Aragua members commit criminal activities within their territory in the following months. While Hector Guerrero's whereabouts remain unknown since the 2023 raid on Tocorin, Spain extradited his brother in Trend-Aragua leading figure Gerso Guerrero to Venezuela in July 2024. The Venezuelan socialist regime requested his extradition on the grounds that Gerso Guerrero will be tried on charges of aggravated extortion, money laundering, association, illicit trafficking of arms and ammunition, terrorism, and financing of terrorism. The trial is yet to take place at press time. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.